Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And for everyone that's ever come up to me and said, love bats because they eat a lot of bugs, how do you like me now? Buy a can of Raid.
Bats apparently carry a lot of coronaviruses.
Mike, do you remember Pizza Rat?
Yeah.
The rat that carried the pizza?
You mean Chuck E. Cheese?
No, that's
that would be Pizza Rat.
Technically, yes.
If we're doing word association and you told me who's Pizza Rat, I'd say Chuck E. Cheese. I think we're some of the first people in America that called Chucky that rat. Oh,
well, Rob got the number wrong.
It's 888-920-MORE.
Yes.
888-920-MORE.
I think Rob was confused with the 877 Cars for Kids with a K.
Yeah, you graduated Magna, right? From VCU?
I guess VCU doesn't count.
All right. 888-920-MORE. 888-920-MORE.
I'd like you to focus on the amount of digits I got exactly right.
All right, there you go.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
So last evening, from one of my Cocoonville buddies, the fact is that Sunday I normally play golf with everybody, and Sunday morning I did not, and I'll tell you why in just a second. But let me see if I can get this this message up, because it was pretty interesting. So yesterday morning, I pass along to my friend, could you please pass along? I won't be able to make it this morning. Last minute house problems that I have to fix and take care of. Please pass along that for me. I know I don't know anyone else's number. Thank you. Then last night, this is sent at 8:14 in the morning. Last night at 8:51, hope it's really a house issue and not a personal issue. See you tomorrow. Thinking that I was going to play golf today. I'm not going to play golf today. I said, what do you mean by personal issue? You think I got the corona?
I don't understand why people in your neighborhood aren't a little more concerned.
I don't understand why.
Because 56% of Republicans are not as disturbed.
Right. My bad.
80% of, no, I'm just giving you statistics as I got them. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that either. I think that, there are a lot of circumstances where if something bites somebody in the butt, then they
move.
I feel it has to do with the more relaxed nature of living in Florida. I spoke to Katie Von Herman this morning and Savannah, or as they call it, Slovana, where they very much value their drinking and their leisure. Even though they are closing, you know, schools and things, their mayor of their city said, I want to tell you that Savannah is still open.
Yeah, they're idiots.
I don't think it's politics. It's ignorance.
Yeah, it's ignorant.
And by the way, quick sidebar: everybody's working from home. Moving forward, we'll talk about that.
Well, Rob starts tomorrow, and Pony starts tomorrow, and then you and Maddie, who are separated by a wall, and will not be hugging each other.
We're essential. Essential.
Are going to be in the studio, and hopefully nobody else is.
Yeah.
You know.
Everybody's working from home. An OPV. Yeah, they got their terminals this weekend.
Yeah, it's very, very... by the way, welcome to my new studio. And hopefully, there's still an echo. There's an echo because my backdrop, which survived the move did not come with the poles that support my little backdrop.
It didn't come with
Well, no, I mean, it was lost in the move.
Oh, okay. They will turn up.
The movers, you should actually put an insurance claim down. Because that's the mover's fault, not your fault, Mike.
No, I don't think so. Because who knows? But it's
who can we blame?
Does it open up into a larger suite?
It's been driving us mad. What's that?
Does it open up into a larger suite?
You know what? I'm just trying to figure out my headphones, and
let me tell you, it looks like a lot of fun behind you.
Yeah,
We got kids' toys. I think we see a couch. We're going through like a portrait view. We saw we saw Carla briefly. It looks like to be the kitchen. I can't really tell.
Well, let's not dwell on what's in back of me, okay? So, all right, because it's driving me nuts. Thank you very much.
Right,
I wanted to have my privacy. That's my privacy. But I'm not getting it because of two poles.
But as far as...
One pole or two pole. No, but by the way, this is the mystery item. I asked Oscar about it. Nobody knows where this thing was manufactured or what this thing is. I know it's expensive, and I know that it's just
it's
frustrating.
Our fault?
No.
Oh.
I asked you last night. You said you were going to call me back.
It's a Sunday night. I emailed the guy. Just got it this morning. He's like, we're out of the office. I'll get you the info when I can.
You bought it.
You buy it through a vendor. You just don't go to a Target
just
and buy
the brand
a custom.
Name. It's not on there. The brand name's not on here.
But Mike, these
is it Acme?
No. One of the... Where, why is that?
Acme?
Excelsior.
Hello,
Excelsior backdrop.
These all go through middlemen. Our actual quote that I pulled up is a quote through the company that we bought it from.
I see.
So we don't get the actual the model.
So it's sort of like a sweaty handshake deal.
Yeah, it's like a catalog.
I really wish I was the kind of guy that didn't get bugged by it, but I worked so hard putting all this together yesterday, and it was the final piece of the puzzle. Now, the audio in this room sounds so much better than
my old
room.
Fantastic.
But it was going to sound just that much better if I put that backdrop in. It was going to be like a little sound booth with
studio.
The curtains.
Well, Mike,
Oscar and I were talking about this 3 months ago. We started talking about this. You guys got everything done.
I've been thinking about it. Although the magic of the poles that come with that stand-up is the fact that they fold down for easy, easy transport.
Two of them or one of them. Do you have one of these big monsters where you are?
No,
I know I've got two of them. I think
yours is a tube because it's 6 feet wide, right, Oscar?
Yes.
So it's a left and right pole, if I'm picturing it,
yes.
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think if you were to go to a hardware store and get a paint extender stick, the kind that you put on a roller.
Yeah, but see what the problem is? It's not just a hole with a hole. It's a little clip that goes at the very top of the...
It's a
clip-on type of thing.
This is like a conversation you have with your son when he's going into like puberty. You're like, hey, man, it's not just a hole. There's a clip.
Well, the whole part I can sort of go with, I don't remember a clip. Maybe that's why I never got laid.
Mike, you're going to find it. It's probably in a stack of like Michael's toys because it looks almost like a toy.
Or a nunchuck.
It does look like a toy. But it's just, as Mrs. O'Mara will tell you, there are certain things that drive me insane, and this is one of them. Having something go missing.
Yeah.
There is so much crap that we have in our house that I have no use for whatsoever. I could literally put it out on the street and it wouldn't matter. There were two tiny aluminum poles.
Poles.
That I valued above right now that are super important.
Right.
For the last 16 hours have been extremely important to me, and they're gone. They vaporize. They're in the wind.
Does it make you bitter towards the stuff that made the move successfully that you don't need?
I look around at stuff here. You know what I'm looking at right now, Rob?
Look at that goddamn end table.
God rest his soul. I'm looking at your old stepdad's big metal Fender sticker drawers.
Oh,
those can go.
They made it. They made it.
Yeah. They made it.
He didn't.
Got those.
But they made it.
Yeah. Anyway. but it's fine. It's gonna be A-okay fun.
I can't wait for the audio to go to the next level.
This is where I'm mentally ill.
Yes.
Well, this is where I have a mental illness.
Doing the best you can, Mike. Mm-hmm. The best you can. For example, right now, there are people listening to you, and happy, by the way, that there is a program.
Right.
Because a lot of people are
happy. Hi, everybody. Yeah, we're doing a show. By the way, Rob tomorrow, Pony tomorrow, we are going to be... doing the thing from home.
Yeah.
We're going to see it. Well, I'm going to be a little glitchy.
I'm going to be at Disneyland. I was going to make...
you guys would have been shocked. When I told Pony he couldn't come in, I thought elation was going to come from him. I was like, hey, man, you're probably the most virtual of all of us in many ways.
I mean, even in real life.
Yeah, personality, everything.
Virtual personality.
Yeah.
He's in a state of euphoria.
You're your own VPN.
Yes.
So... I said, listen, man, you don't have to come in. Manny will be alone in that office. We're trying to be as respectful about the social distancing as possible.
Right.
As much as we can with respect to how we make a living and how what's best for humanity overall. He's like, and I said, okay, listen, I know that you have, and I said, okay, well, look, okay, oh, fine.
Are you doing your Pony impression?
Yes. He can come in. I said, you can come in tomorrow, but you have to make sure this is all rock solid so I can tap in from my house. Rob can tap in from his house. Right. Otherwise, it's me doing that. Which
well,
I'm
Rob
fine.
Said something about you running the board. What does that mean, Rob?
Well, if people are going to, if we're going to have everything sort of have a confluence of all the audio sources, it's going to be here. So someone needs to run the board. So obviously, someone.
Now, don't use
one
your
person,
big nickel words.
Yeah.
A confluence of. Why can't the virtual board be done at one person's house?
This is how much of a rube you are. You don't realize that we can tap into that thing from anywhere in the world.
Okay, guess yes. I'm an idiot. But what I was going to say is that the way it's set up now, all the audio goes through this board, which is here.
How do you think that he streams and runs the stream remotely?
Not very well.
No, but how do you think that's possible?
Oh, because he taps in remotely.
Yeah. That's what we'd be doing.
Okay. But even
so, Rob would still run the. So, my concern is that Rob would still run the board.
No, he's not touching the board.
No.
Also, that Rob would still run the board from home.
No. I don't think he has
the skills to do it from home.
But
why?
Because it's too much technology for the man. He can't handle that.
Well, wait a minute. I thought you just said it's simple.
It is for guys
and
like
also,
me, Mike.
Yeah, it is. For a
Rob,
genius like him.
Not so much.
No, but I'm working my way towards a Rob compliment here where, you know, with Rob Spiewak, if he, you know, him running the board with the audio sources is something that I want to have from his house.
He's just going to play all, he will play, and okay, let's step back a little bit. He doesn't really run a board. He just stares at it. So if everything is actually the same at his house,
he'll run the elements though.
He'll run the elements all together. He's not.
That's all I care
about. He's talking about running the faders.
Nah, I don't care about that.
Yeah,
because we all know when Oscar sits behind the board, it's always smooth as silk.
Well, no, when Oscar runs the elements, it's not smooth as silk, and that's why
it's not going to matter because it's coming from one source and
but
it's
also,
Rob's side.
One question, and while let me either.
All right, so everything's the same.
Pretty much.
Technically,
let me excuse myself or underscore my idiocy.
Yes.
Wouldn't the zip units have to be at the location of where the audio is received? Because someone needs to be here to answer the zip unit, right?
No, it auto answers.
But someone has to dial it, yes?
No, you just call and boop, you're up.
All right. Then again, I underscored my idiocy.
So if
yeah, well, how do you think you call me every day?
Yes, but also if
how do you think you connect with me every day?
But if there is a problem, I would think you'd want someone at the physical location of the piece of equipment.
By the way, this is what the show has evolved into. Yeah. We have behind-the-scenes meetings on the air live.
We talked yesterday multiple times.
Yeah. I mean, it's
so just
I just want the show and the elements
the
of show the
show must go on. The only thing that
to be seamless.
If we all have to work from home, the only thing that's going to take time is a video presentation because that will have to be stitched together separately. Because we can't pipe in three different sources.
Are we going to be able to do it?
We're going to try. We've got a plan in place.
All right.
We'll be able audio all day, people. Audio all day.
But to get back to Pony, was he not elated to stay home? And I think I know why. He was not elated.
He was not happy to stay home. He wedged himself and forced himself with logic and fake.
Pony said he can connect the zips from home.
Yeah, fake urgency for he's like, I got to come in and make sure all the cables are right. And I'm like, which I'm fine by because that's what we've been trying to work on in 2020. A little
Pony,
more.
Join the conversation. You're part
Bombo,
of this.
Come on in here. Actually, don't come in here. You stay out there.
Well, he could open the door mic. And yell.
No,
where's his? I thought he's got a microphone somewhere.
Mike,
what's
social
going
distancing.
On?
We've got Maddie by herself.
Oh, you don't want Pony to go in the room with Maddie?
No.
Oh.
But yelling at us.
But Maddie's been
sick.
So we can have Maddie. My God forbid Maddie gets sick, but put three people in a studio.
Two.
Two.
Just two.
No, I'm talking about if Pony comes in.
Oh, okay.
No, we're not trying.
Let me explain to you, boneheads, all right?
Hey.
I can't see what's going on there.
Oh, okay.
So you have to do here. This is Radio 101 for both of you, really, because of all the things I do better, I always paint a picture of what's going
on.
Tell me, paint for the listeners
a
picture. No one can see what you can see.
Okay.
So description is something we do on the radio.
We actually did this earlier. You just weren't listening to us, Mike. We said that Maddie would be alone in the control room.
No, I knew that. I heard that. Okay. I was listening. So, I was paying attention. I can't see what's going on now. I can't see what happens in front of you. I don't know if Pony is in a separate room by himself to start with. So it's not that I wasn't listening. It's that I don't see anything other than you two jamokes.
What's the point of bringing him in and sending him right down to next to Maddie if we're trying to do the best we can?
You didn't hear me. Yes. Now, who didn't listen now? Yes. I don't know that when he talks to us, he is sitting next to Maddie. Would you like to know why I don't know that?
Why?
Because I don't see it.
Yes.
I don't know where his workstation is.
Oh, got it.
The world is his workstation. But
it's just your typical, think of any production studio in radio where you've got a phone screener and then a producer. They sit next to each other. That's the layout.
But even though there was no coronavirus, starting back last August, Maddie asked for Pony to be farther away.
Yes.
And so now we've actually got a reason.
A five foot distance.
These are intense times.
6 feet.
I feel it.
Pony, go ahead.
What was your question for me?
Okay. So, Pwnbone.
Yes.
Mike wants you to double down on how you can remote connect all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk about that now in English.
Yes, I can connect each of these zip units to the zip units that are here. So all I have
just
to
like
do...
Just like CNN, Pony.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And then I can also control the board. I can do everything.
Rob thought you had to have a physical person here to run everything.
No, definitely not.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, and as far as the video end of things, yes. Pony, do you think that there's a chance we will be able to stitch together like a... an ability for our listeners to kind of watch the video broadcast?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to take a little bit more time, but we can do it.
Post-production.
There it is.
Yep, there you go.
Listen to that. Thank
Done
you.
Deal. Done
Thank
deal.
You very much.
Competent. Now get out of there.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very
Appreciate
much.
Appreciate it.
Wash your hands.
Maddie, now you can get back in there.
Thanks, Eeyore.
Yeah.
Now, Michael's quote of the day, which he wanted to share with you, came out of nowhere. This is an hour ago. I'm sitting down doing show prep, by the way. Really looking forward to coming in here without my backdrop because I don't have the poles. And Michael's quote of the day through Carla was, "I'm jealous of Rob because he has a piece of the Hindenburg."
Wow.
Oh, my God.
This is a boy that understands history.
Well, he and likes that movie. I showed him the Hindenburg movie. And
the George C. Scott movie or the newsreel?
The George C. Scott. The George C. Scott one with the conspiracy theory.
It's such a horrible film.
It's a horrible film.
It really
is.
Did you say Uncle Rob? You know, Uncle Rob's got a piece of that thing.
Rob factored into the family quite a bit this weekend of behavior.
One of the rarest of all things, a weekend conversation between Stan and Ollie.
Yeah, we did a couple of them.
That is funny.
So. We are going to be dealing with this like so many businesses are, and we are going to be, the CDC, as we tape this show on Monday, the 16th of March, 2020, we are getting guidance from the CDC, which says no gatherings of more than 50 people, which just seems dumb to me. I mean, I've read so much and I've watched so much of all this, and when I say dumb, it's like, I think that... it's my experience with these dictatorships that the stronger the measures, the more efficient we are in dealing with this.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Simply saying gatherings of 50 people or more, so what, 49 people?
49
is
fine.
You'll be saying, do you understand where I'm saying with
it? Oh, yeah, yeah. It's vague.
They're creeping on it because I don't know why they're doing this, but it seems
good
to me.
The good news is, Mike, with this ceiling of 50 people together, they haven't had to cancel any WBIG Big 100 listener events.
We're opening a T-Mobile store. Come on through.
Come on through.
You'll be safe.
Touch everything.
Oscar, you'll be safe.
Oscar and I had a couple of conversations via text and via phone about this, and Oscar and I are on the same page with everybody on the show. In erring on the side of overly cautious,
of course. And if we have the opportunity to do it,
may I add that this?
By the way, your family is very much on my mind, Oscar.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
You know, thinking about for those of you that might not know,
get all my intel.
Oscar's Oscar's brother, Jose.
Jose.
Is primarily, if correct me if I'm wrong, an ER physician, right?
No, I mean, you're wrong. He's an anesthesiologist.
Oh,
as
who's
well.
The ER physician?
George Clooney.
No.
I thought they were ER.
My brother-in-law is a pediatric intensivist.
So okay, so that's all right, then they're not ER physicians.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
So the anesthesiologist having a martini somewhere. That
sure.
Day. No, no.
I bet he's got access to better stuff than gin.
Not a lot of call for anesthesiologists during this outbreak.
No, but you know,
outbreak. They're
still first responders in their own right, so they have
to
be
they
at
are.
Work.
Yep. So, but suffice to say that your family is on my mind when you hear the most recent stories of some of these first responders and these healthcare professionals who are ill. Critically, that terrifies me because those are the those are the people that are on the front line of this amazingly virulent outbreak that we're all dealing with now. Oscar and my conversations over the weekend centered on overcaution. I'm all for that. I as I've said to many people, my personal life for many years and my professional life, I've lived recklessly. When it comes to personal safety and the safety of my family member, I live conservatively. I am very much into making sure they're safe. What Carla loves to say when I say, well, you should cancel the facial is, you going to cancel golf? And I say, no.
I think she's right. I think in the long run, she's right.
Too.
I don't know. You can play golf without touching someone's face.
No, I'll have to make that call on Wednesday.
Like expose yourself. You know what I mean?
I'll wait till Wednesday and see what's going on.
Because
with that.
But if it's this
wait,
is,
can I tell you what I did Friday? What I did Friday was there were a ton of the Cocoonville elderly, walking into a building after the round of golf. We have bets. That's how we do. We have a little bet every time we play. Handed my money to one of the guys, crossed my golf cart where I was alone.
Yeah.
I did not ride in a golf cart with someone, and split. And went home. That's what I did while they were pouring in there because I didn't like the idea of a bunch of people being in an enclosed space, even on Friday.
While you were on the course, did you touch anyone else's balls?
I don't think I touched anybody's balls, but I probably handled the pin.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know what I mean?
Maybe that's what I'm talking about. That's how easy it can be. Well,
so, I mean, I do, I'm aware, mindful of the hypocrisy of it, and I think that I'm going to have to make that call, before Wednesday. Even though, it's just a question of being outside and how much you can separate yourself from people. And I think it can be done.
Sure.
But I also concern myself with there is down here. I can report officially that there was a social function last night. It's a little weird when you've got certain places shutting down in their entirety and then other places that are having a little barbecue. You know, it's like,
how many people?
Hello. I don't know. I wasn't there.
48.
I have no 48.
And let's clarify for those maybe not in the know. Where we stand is, look, if we maybe as a show don't find ourselves in this hyper critical, at risk subset of the population.
Well said.
Who we want to? Well, I don't want to. I want to say this properly.
He's
right?
Just ball busting.
It's
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
He's the first that's going to go. Look at him.
So and you know what? After today, I can't wait. Bring
so
it. The grave awaits. I'm jumping in.
Who we're trying to protect?
Yes.
Are our grandparents and parents? It's not about us. It's not about making sure that you get your golf game in or I get to go work out or any BS like that.
Or I get to go work out.
Or Rob gets to go to Costco. It's about taking care of your parents and your grandparents.
Ever since this started, Mike, I have not been to the gym.
And taking care of the elderly.
Have you been to Costco?
All it comes down to.
No. Actually
did you
not.
Go to any box store over the weekend?
I went to Harris Teeter on Friday because I was
out
of beer.
That's a grocery store. That's okay.
I was out
everybody's of beer. Everybody's got to get supplies.
No box stores. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Did you wait in a line at Harris Teeter?
Not a really bad one. The thing that I think what happened is I missed the first wave, and I saw the empty shelves. I saw no pasta. I saw no canned goods. I saw
no pasta?
Pasta aisle looked like a train hit it. It was weird.
Really?
Julia wanted some noodles, and I just was going to get but I had to get some weird farfalle something. All the standard pasta decimated. Of course, no paper goods. Juices gone. Mm-hmm. Milk very thin. Bread destroyed. As a guy who used to work grocery, this was a blizzard times 10.
Yeah.
And luckily the Budweiser was still on sale though, so that was okay.
Budweiser? Regular Bud?
I've been into it lately. I don't know what it is.
How much did you buy just in case?
Bought a case for the weekend. I'll probably get more today. You don't want to run out. Although, you know, when you were talking about people being overly cautious, I love it. And I saw a great example of it today when I went to park at our parking garage. There's a guy who lives literally in a glass enclosed booth. He doesn't do anything but wave. That's all he does. And when he waved to me today, he was wearing surgical gloves.
Yeah.
And I said, that's fantastic. Good for you.
Good for you.
Are your kids, listen, I'm sorry. Yes. May I just ask Robert?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah.
Are your kid, like, what are your kids doing?
Robert is pretty much locked in his room playing video games, which is no difference. Yeah. Julia is very, very stringent about staying at home, although she had to drive to Richmond this weekend. So
to get her stuff.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that later on if we get to it.
All right, we'll get it. We'll stay on this because that's what it's going to be. Yeah. And it's like, all they do is talk about the coronavirus. What do you want us to talk about? We're impacted by it also, okay?
Fair, Mike, there's a new Bachelor coming up, so we can talk about that once it happens.
This city is a ghost town.
I saw five cars on Wisconsin Avenue today.
On the show today, I will have a movie review of a Netflix movie that I don't know if it got any hype, but it was horrible.
Oh, good.
And it shouldn't have been horrible. I mean, but it's really, really horrible. Cocoonville, they don't get it. And maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger will work his way into the show today, too, as we continue to self-quarantine, maybe, or not, or phony, or whatever is going on. I need my polls. Start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Listen, I've got to step out for a bit. I told Stevie if she needed any help.
Well, where are you off to?
To pick up the motel coasters.
Oh, you were serious?
Yeah, custom coasters are a very effective marketing tool.
Says who? The guy who invented custom beer cozies?
Coasters work.
Yes, the last thing we want to do is stain these exquisite tabletops.
Moira, you're having a drink. You glance down at your coaster, it says... Tweet us on Facebook or leave us a review and you say, yeah. Okay, I think I will.
Is that what it says?
Yes, David. That's what it says. You're not the only one with an online presence.
No.
Well, aren't you, Mr. Futuristic?
Listen, we had samples made. Take a look.
Moira.
There's no address on this.
Oh, wow. Aren't we stuck in the dark ages? Huh? Let me break it down for you, Junior. If they're at the motel using the coasters, they don't need to know where the motel is.
I was referring to a web address or a Twitter handle.
Oh.
That might be something you'd want to put on there.
Or a Facebook page.
All right, let me write this down.
Or a hashtag.
Hashtag? Is that two words?
No, it's not.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
I'm Moira Rose.
Fruit Wine.
Oh, man, Schitt's Creek. What a great show. Fruit Wine. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with great listeners. We love you. From Bat Cave, North Carolina.
Actual
place. All started with bats.
Hey, what have I been telling you for years?
Oh, my God.
I watched Richard Engel on NBC last night. One of the better stories about where this all came from. The two words, wet market. All right, that's all you need to know. I'll tell you about it. The Falkland Islands, Heinsberg, Germany, Missoula, Montana, Grytviken, South Sandwich Islands. What is it? Grytviken?
I think it's Grytviken, right?
Grytviken, South Sandwich Islands, and Corona, California. Thanks, Rob. The Mike O'Mara Show is on
now. Hey, Mike, if you don't laugh.
Yeah, amen. Hey, ring doorbells.
Bing bong.
By the way, I updated my little ring app, and I love it. I love it. Love it. Just checking out Maine, just in case we need to flee. My Ring doorbell is just about my favorite thing. In addition, Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer. It's just so cool. I know you know about their smart video doorbells. Now more than ever, if you got a video doorbell.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah.
see somebody standing out there that sir, doesn't look like they're delivering
please
anything.
Please leave the low main on the doorstep.
Go away.
Precisely.
The money's in the envelope. Thank you.
Yep. Check under the doormat. You. Yeah.
Cameras protect people, but it's also fun seeing folks arrive. If there's a package delivery, like Oscar said, or an uninvited visitor, you'll get an alert and be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone, thanks to the HD video and two-way audio on Ring devices. Stop those porch pirates in their tracks. Arr, matey. Hey, I have the Ring floodlight cam, so I keep track of Maine while I'm in Florida. I check it 3 times a day, the best. You can rest anywhere with Ring. As a TMOS listener, you have a special offer on a Ring welcome kit available right now at ring.com/TMOS. The kit includes a video doorbell and a Chime Pro, which is just what you need to start building a ring of security around your home today. With Ring, you're always home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. Woo! And we thank you. Yes, Oscar.
Talking about cameras. And look, we're all hypocrites here. And whose phone's going off? Is it Mike's? Is it ours?
Somebody's, not mine. Somebody's, ding, not ding, mine. I got ding. Mine over here. I got it turned off, off, off.
I was not silenced. That might have been my ding.
Okay, thank you. So we have hypocrites in our life, as in my mother of all people, who is married to an epidemiologist, who was asked to stay home by her kids and her husband, even though her husband left the country. I look into her looking glass, her Ring system, and I noticed that her car has left the driveway. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm like, where's this old lady going? I love her, but where's she going? She's been asked to stay home.
Right.
I call her. She's like, hello. I said, Mom, what are you doing? She goes, I'm going to the Home Depot. I need curtains. And I said, curtains? It's going to be curtains for you, lady. You go in a big box store.
And also, who buys curtains at Home Depot?
An old lady does.
Yeah.
It's the closest thing to her
house.
I didn't
know they had them. I guess they have them. They have everything at Home Depot.
Blinds and curtains, yeah. Apparently.
Wow.
I said, candy, Mom, you soda. Buy everything online. Stop this nonsense. You're not Superwoman. Hang out at home. Be okay with this. Live your life at home.
How bad do you think it's going to get?
I think the government's going to shut down here. Like, really? As in, we're going to have to self-quarantine to flatten the curve, Mike. Everybody keeps on talking about flatten the curve.
Right.
We want to stop the... And this is what it comes down to, people. We need to take extreme measures just to nip this in the bud.
And it might even be too late to nip it in the bud. We can slow it, I think, but I don't think we can nip
but
it.
But in the long run, it will be something that is, and we've talked about it before, working from home, limiting your exposure, doing everything we can to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all had kind of a collective, whoa, what's going on this past weekend? And I'm proud to say that Mike and I like got on it right away. We're like, okay, look, let's see what the contingency is for the team, who absolutely has to come to the studio past this Monday. How can we figure out to still put our product out and keep our business open throughout this? Charlie and I had a similar conversation where on Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, we mobilized, and everybody that needs to work remotely now has their terminal and computer.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, you and I had a conversation like, do you have everything you need to work from home?
Exactly.
Like Maddie, same situation. To the point, Mike, think about the logistics of asking one of your team members, like, hey, do you have enough surface area at your house, or do you need a desk to be able to do this from home?
Right, right. Like, yeah, it's a...
That's how serious
you
it
know,
is.
Yep. And I'm very fortunate that pretty easy for me to roll like this. And I think that it's... What scares me the most is that we are all... I don't want to use the word victims, but we are all getting our information generally from the same sources. And when you say the elderly, pre-existing conditions, you know, underlying respiratory issues with people over the age of 65. And then later on in the broadcast, you're watching a deep dive on this and you're seeing that the doctor who identified this in China, he passed away.
Yep.
He looks to be in his mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
And you're hearing that there are healthcare workers that are in critical condition that are doing, and it's, well, they're not elderly with respiratory issues. You know, you wonder how much of what we're getting is the real deal. And can I just finish?
Yeah.
With that said, I also believe when you look at the raw numbers, people that have been tested and confirmed and deaths, relative to other pandemics like swine flu, mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not as dire, perhaps, as it could be or it will be. So there's a lot of it's a lot of interpretation of data and information. And that's what freaks me out a little bit, just not really being in control. It's what I always hate, not being in control, not knowing.
I talked a lot of to myself in circles over the weekend thinking about a lot of these things. And to go back, really, the parallel that they keep drawing is the Spanish flu, which was about 100 years ago.
Why does everything have to be old for you? Why can't it just be
Because this was
relevant.
The last time that it was a pandemic.
Spanish flu was a pretty horrible thing.
And I wonder, would it be better to have that sort of limited mass communication system that they had, say, and I think it was 1917?
1918.
Yeah, so they would, what information they would get about the Spanish flu would be in a newspaper that would get maybe once a day in a big city, once a week in a small place. Because we are flooded with, of course, 24-hour news cycle, they have to fill that. They're going to keep repeating stuff, and they're going to look for any scrap of information that they can pass on that's content, and then it gets repeated on social media, and it just gets constant update. I love the fact that the information is so available, but I wonder if it actually makes it a little more panic-induced. Because it's so ever-present.
Well, what we are, above all, we think in America we can consume our way out of any problem. And imagine, if you will, the idea of going into a store where you get all the information you're hearing. Social distancing. So, you know, can we avoid that all the time, say, if you are going to get some groceries to stock up? Probably not. But if you're going to wait in line for an hour and a half because to get toilet paper that you probably really don't need immediately, and you are standing in line 2 feet from 30 other people.
If you're lucky.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't think.
No.
We buy. And the mentality of these people who are not bright, make no mistake about it,
with you,
is that I will hoard toilet paper because somehow that will make me feel comfortable.
It's not clean until the paper's white, Mike. You taught me that.
What did we say on the bonus show?
By their very nature, they're standing. They're standing. What they're doing is ultimately more dangerous than what. And that's where I can't wrap my head about it. I just want to tell you, I walk into the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I get up at 7 o'clock in the morning on, was it Friday?
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, I get up and I go to the local Publix supermarket. The parking lot is filled.
Of course.
Because they're old. And they getting up at 5 o'clock, they've been up for hours.
It's afternoon
no
for them.
Yeah.
I walk in, get my shopping cart, put my little Purell on the shopping cart, walk in, look at the line, let go of my shopping cart, hang a U-turn, get into my car, drive down another mile and a half, 2 miles, only 2 miles down the road to the supermarket that is in the working area of where I live, where people are younger, where people work on Saturday, because the a lot of people are you know, Monday through Saturday workers down here, and it's stocked. I was behind one person who was finishing his checking out, and I got out of the grocery store. But where it's just, I mean, I didn't think, and I don't think I'm a scary genius with this, but it's just prudent. You know, to sit there and wait in a line,
but,
to me,
but
would
there.
Be something a little
they're
scary.
They're there because everyone says you have to be there. They don't need any of that stuff. You have
they
to be there.
They don't need anything.
And
I guarantee you the need, if you broke it down by real need, do you need that Campbell's soup?
No,
you don't. You don't. And that's what we do. That is what we do. It's amazing.
And I think they have the mentality when they're buying the toilet paper, it's going to be like having packs of smokes in prison. Somehow it's going to become the coin of the realm, and that will make it okay if I have all of this wonderful toilet tissue.
It's okay to, though, now highlight that if this was going to happen, if it had to, if this is inevitable, and I don't want to get into like the CDC, if they were prepped, I get that. That all work its way out. We're going to have to band together and hold each other accountable to make sure that we do everything we can.
That's not going to happen.
You know,
let me tell
you why.
Yes. No, not in our country.
Okay.
No. What, and this is why it's problematic. First of all, we are behind curve anyway, as far as the speed of which this is, we've gotten ahead of. We're behind.
Correct.
Well behind.
Yes.
Watching just a magnificent journalist, a guy that I will mention here that I believe is a national treasure because of him going to hot spots and reporting on everything. His name's Richard Engel.
Yes.
I think he's one of the best. He's one of the best in the business. When I see him do an expose, I go, the idea
I might
of
be
what
sexually
they,
attracted to that man.
I think he's dreamy,
yeah,
too.
He is.
I think
I'm
he's
like,
a dreamy guy.
Like, you're good looking and you're cool.
Just, and
so
just,
smart,
he's cool.
Too. Yeah. I like
cool,
that.
Good looking, super. His reporting is so wonderfully detailed. And yeah, you can call, you know, say, hey, China, it's a dictatorship. Absolutely. But where the dictatorships have it over us, they were able to lock down a massive city, Wuhan, and stem the tide of this. They were able to build these pop-up hospitals with beds just for coronavirus sufferers, and they did it overnight. I think if we put the national resources behind building these pop-up centers for testing and hospitals, we might be able to make a dent, but not like they would. But we will never be able to say, you know, go to your apartment and lock the you know, and lock people's doors or fly drones above because of just the way we are as American. Oh, you can't tell
we'll
me
kick
what
back.
To do.
We will kick back. And I mean,
they showed people that were rebuffing the directive to self-quarantine being physically taken away.
Yeah.
In there. And as much as I hate a dictatorship,
feet and hands carried out of there.
Carried out of there.
Carried out.
And it just, so when you say we're going to have to take care of ourselves, I think we're going to need a little more government intervention from whether it be the military, the police, to if this grows hair and it gets as bad as it possibly could be, to tell people that aren't able to police themselves that you got to behave this way. You got to be, you can't be on that street.
I mean,
you can't be in there.
I literally was telling my mom, well, what are you leaving the house for? Like, you have everything you need. You're good to go. You've got doctors in your family saying
she doesn't know.
Stay at home.
She doesn't
stay
know.
Stay at home.
But she does not know better.
My
you know?
Senior
with all the news, she watches the news a lot, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. She doesn't pay attention to it.
And I said, she goes, "This is my time to go. It's my time to go." I was like, "We're not ready for you to go."
So your mom is completely Americanized. Yep.
Yeah.
If it's my time to go, it's my time, and that's the attitude.
Maybe she needs a little
more get down here.
Bolivia in her. Remember all the revolutions and what happened to them.
My English teacher, my senior year of high school, used to do an experiment. She would grab a student. She'd say, "Hey, don't think about elephants," and all of a sudden, you're thinking about elephants. And you know why the people are leaving is because we're telling them they can't leave.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their knee jerk. There are so many Americans that would love to spend 5 days in their man cave and never leave until they're told they can't leave.
I am hopeful that we are wrong, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
Well, but the most important thing in all of this we have to remember is I got to find my polls. I got to find my polls.
I don't know why more people don't online shop. We've got a Walmart banner, for God's sakes. Yes. Target as well.
Mike, wipe the polls down.
Where the hell are my polls?
Got to wipe them down. We're having them laundered.
By the way, we got 5 million mini Christmas trees in this house. But where are my goddamn poles?
Mike, all the Christmas trees made the trip. They made the trip.
We'll take a break and I will... Well, you knew what had to happen. Stress eating.
What?
A major crime committed by a member of this household. I'll give you a hint. You're looking at him. We'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
We're living in unprecedented times where our way of life has changed. It's gotten to the point where you can't even find a roll of toilet paper at the supermarket. The best way to protect yourself is to do the following.
Hey, everybody, listen. Don't sneeze on people. Wash your hands. Wipe properly.
It's also important to laugh, and you can do that with TMOS. Live on Facebook as the show tapes and uploaded later in the day on YouTube. Show clips on Instagram and all your favorite shows on the TMOS app. Share them with a friend or loved one today. Together, we'll get through this.
A health message from the Mike O'Meara Show to your family.
Now back to the Amerathon 500.
All right. Amato, we've given you a hard time. That is a stellar promo. One of the best you have ever made. Thank you. And by the way, with all the crap we give you sometimes, when you hit it out of the park, you are going to be acknowledged. Happy Corona, Jim. That is a fabulous promo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Everyone's talking about Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier. Yes. And I know you've heard how much I love it, but have you heard about their latest product, Liquid IV Energy Multiplier? Just mix it in water and drink it up. Energy Multiplier gives you a sustained energy boost with no crash. Mm. Oh, I can do that now. With no crash.
Everything's at my fingertips now. I love this.
No crash.
Really, not gonna happen. No.
Half of Americans report that they fight with daily fatigue.
Oh, big yawn, big yawn, big yawn.
Mike!
Liquid IV Energy Multiplier gives you sustained energy throughout the day. It's the perfect replacement for morning coffee and an all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks. Plus, great lemon-lime taste. It's non-GMO, vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy. I love Liquid IV. Dairy. I know you will, too. Get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Just go to liquidiv.com and add a promo code TMOS to save 25% and get better hydration and energy. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start fueling your adventures today. But don't go to the Home Depot to get curtains.
No. All right? No. But I do. I want to echo what you said to Jim Amato, Mike. Happy Corona.
Social distancing for you. All right. So, I take you to my kitchen probably 7:30, 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Carl and I have a drill. Carla's reading her book, The Great Alone. I read it first. I gave it to her. She loves it. Great book. I don't know the author. Don't ask me. So then I'm watching my Richard Engel and watching a crappy movie on Netflix that I thought I could escape to, but it was so bad I couldn't do it.
Right.
I'll tell you about that later. And then I finally have to call Carla out later in the evening and sit her down at the kitchen table. And I sit her down. I said, can we talk for a minute?
Mm.
And she gets a concerned look on her face. And I sit her down at the kitchen table, and I take both of her hands, and I said, I have to tell you something.
Oh.
And you're not going to like it.
Mm.
And she looks at me concerned. And I said, listen, the only way I can tell you this is I have to tell you the truth. I said, you know how Rob Spiewak sent us 3 fruitcakes, right? And... she said, yeah. And she goes, and she furrows her brow, you know, and she starts frowning at me.
Right.
I said, you know how I ate my 2 already. And she says, she looks at me a little closer and she says, yeah. I said, I ate yours tonight. She said, all of it? I said, well, of course.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I ate the 3rd. It was specifically designed. She was saving it in the freezer, and I ate it. I ate all of it. Every bag.
They're good when they're cold, aren't
Listen
they?
Listen to me. With all the hoarding we did, with all the stocking up for hunkering down that we did, all right? Listen, keto, low calorie, all these things go out the window.
Yes, I agree.
So if you're not going to put any sugar items in the home, I'm going to break down. And I broke down. There was nothing sweet to eat. And because I'm not doing the keto religiously right now, I'm not going to eat my Rebel ice cream again. I eat that when I'm on keto. That's it. Yes, right. Yes, Oscar. Yes.
You're telling me that the 3rd and final fruitcake made the move, but the poles to your backdrop did not.
Yeah, the fruitcake survived.
Well, because the fruitcake is Christmas-related, like all those mini trees. All the Christmas stuff was prioritized.
If I would have given up the, I would give up the fruitcake if I could have the poles. I'll tell you that.
Oh, I can see that from, yeah, important. As soon as I walked in, I was like, there's a problem.
Yeah.
They're not built into this thing, are they?
No.
They're not, slid like,
into
hiding
it?
In it.
No.
You
would hear it rattling.
Could they be hiding inside of
it? If somebody wedged them, I'm sure you could wedge them into the sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, see, I'm still thinking about it, even when I'm doing show content. But I ate the 3rd fruitcake.
How
and,
did you go by
and,
this?
And when did you? And this was in the eve. When
during
did you?
The
what
show
time
or
did
after?
We call? What time did we call you, Rob?
It was
Rob,
about.
So Carla looks at me and pauses. It's like 1,000, 2,000, 1,000.
Yeah.
She said,
I'm calling Rob.
And I, like, you called Rob Spiewak at home?
Between 9 she and 10 on Rob. Sunday morning.
Oh, my God.
And it was weird because, you know, I don't get
it. No, it wasn't the morning. It was in the evening, wasn't it?
No, I'll give you the exact timestamp. It was Sunday morning.
Oh, okay, what time did we call you?
I think it was like, I think it was 9:30 Sunday morning.
This is pre-Richard Engel.
Yeah.
What were you stressing about?
It was the night before, so it probably was. We did.
You know what? I missed it by a little bit. 10:02 on Sunday morning.
So I ate it Saturday night. Mm. I ate it and loved it.
Alone?
And by the way, the way I like them, I like it. The more frozen, the better.
Yeah, cold.
Because they don't get crystally frozen. I pry it open. I dig
Mike,
that
you can't, with the chemical makeup, it doesn't freeze. It's like breadstone.
It's so good.
It's
so good. I mean, really, by 10 this year, people.
I had a
good.
Hard time figuring out why, even after we spoke for a little while, why Carla was calling me. And then I realized.
I know why she was calling you.
Well, I have a theory as well. It was shaming. She wanted to shame you.
She wanted to shame me, but her biggest priority, I think, was what you gave her immediately.
Yeah. Well, of
course. Where Rob said, I have more in stock. I will send along one.
I have a few that are still hermetically sealed. That because, you know, I made some a second go-round a little after Christmas, and so I have some of them left.
Bet you
and
do.
So I will send them down as soon as I touch all of them.
That's a good break point right there.
Oh, no, God, they are sealed and wrapped, and I will send them down. And besides, coronavirus will die in the freezer after 2 days.
As we play ourselves out with the theme to the primetime video zoo.
I knew it. I knew you would say that.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I will tell you about a show you want to avoid, a movie on Netflix. Do not watch it.
Is it the Primetime Video Zoo?
It's the Primetime Video Zoo with Don and Mike. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, it's Angie with the Oh My Golf Show. Roaring through the month of March like a lion. We're making poor decisions as we celebrate beer, birthdays, and growing up Bush. We're chatting it up with the grandson of former President George H.W. Bush. Plus, Irish dancing in real time. 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 Subscribe now to the Oh My Golf Show on YouTube and Apple Podcasts.
That's Angie Goff, the worst Irish dialect in the history of Irish brogues.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Untuckit. You ever wonder why traditional button-up shirts look so long and baggy? Well, that's because they were never meant to be worn that way. Untuckit shirts were specifically designed to be worn untucked. It's the original untucked shirt, a modern solution to an old problem, with no tucking or tailoring required. No matter your size or shape, their shirts are the perfect untucked length. I adore my untucked shirts, not too long, not too short, and the coolest designs on the net. I love the material and the colors, and with more than 50 fit combinations, untucked shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. You can find your favorite untucked style online or check out one of their 80 brick-and-mortar stores. Don't just take my word for it. Try untucked for yourself. Visit untucked.com and use the code TMOS for 20% off your first order. They even offer free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. That's untuckit.com and promo code TMOS for 20% off your first order. And we thank you. So last night, I got a little overloaded with all the news coverage, as I'm sure many of you feel the same way. Many, many Americans right now hunkering down and watching a lot of The Magic Box. I recommend that you tear yourself away periodically. Otherwise, you're going to drive yourself nuts with all this coverage.
Did you watch any of the debate with the two old men hiding?
I did.
Looked like they were in a shack from Hee-Haw because they're just all alone in a room.
Yeah, and I thought old Run Joe Run, you know, was it's not they weren't at each other's throats, which
no.
I was happy about because I don't think Americans wanted to watch two candidates try to slice each other
when,
open.
I hate when old men fight.
Well, I thought they were going to cancel it. It was so strange within the current news cycle to say, you're going to make it all about you right now.
Yeah,
right. I'm glad, CNN had Dana Bash there. You know. Dana Bash.
Great question.
God.
25-second sidebar. Has Joe Biden done something to his skin?
Well, he looks pale, doesn't he?
He looks pale, but also a little shiny. I mean, yeah. Carla has not taken him on as a client, has she?
Well, no, if she took him on as a client, he'd be
maybe a dermo peel.
He'd be glowing, Rob. He'd be absolutely glowing. It would be fantastic.
And his hair would be jet
did he
black.
Not seem more relaxed and more yes. in command last
well,
night?
I think he's hired good coaches. I think.
I also think that he probably is. You know, that environment with 17 people up on a stage probably not good for anybody. Where you're really trying to get your time in, and you feel that pressure of getting in there. I don't know. I thought that. It somehow made me feel like there's maybe some hope.
Yeah.
I really felt that.
It
way,
was,
but
you know
I don't
what? I came away
politics.
From it feeling civilized. It was a little more civilized than what we've seen. I could use a little civilization right now.
But after that, it was Corona. And the Richard Engel piece that I watched was, was so enlightening. And if I can just say, so before I pulled out of watching the news, Richard Engel gave me the source of the coronavirus. And they do believe it is the wet market. Where the slaughtering of bats next to food. You know, you look at these wet markets.
I don't know what they are.
These,
I'm sorry. Can you explain?
It's a street market. They closed them in Wuhan. They say that's where this might have originated. Where bats with the blood and the...
Are they sold for like delicacies? What are they used for?
These soup. Viruses jump from species to species when you mix them with... people and food that's being consumed and animals that are being butchered in these wet markets where there's just no
sanitation.
There's no rhyme or reason to doing it. And they shut these places down right after this thing grew hair, and it's gross.
Oh, bats have
it's
hair.
Gross. Like, you could say we don't eat bats. That's a cultural thing. Okay. But man, when you're talking about the way that they prepare food and the way food is cooked, and the hygiene practices in these wet markets in Asia, not real cool. Not real cool. So,
and for everyone that's ever come up to me and said, love bats because they eat a lot of bugs, how do you like me now? Buy a can of Raid.
Bats apparently carry a lot of coronaviruses.
Bats are...
That's the way I understand
Tony,
it.
Tony, I'm sorry to say this, but bats are holes.
Bats are. They're terrible.
I am not a fan, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. They get stuck in your hair, and they lay eggs, and you go crazy trying to get them out.
Thank you.
Bats are horrible.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I pull out of this. Let me go to Netflix, watch some kind of movie. Anything. Let me
escape.
And
a cleanse.
I still think that with films, with feature films in the theater, we automatically kind of look at websites like Rotten Tomatoes to see what's happening, and we don't necessarily do that as much, even though they're available for a Netflix film.
Yeah, but it's because when you go to the theater, it's more of an investment. I mean, Netflix, you know, you can bail; it's already paid for. You can duck in. Sometimes you get lucky.
All right, so I see Ben Affleck, I see Anne Hathaway, I see intrigue in a foreign land during the Iran-Contra era. It looks dangerous. It looks exciting. It looks riveting. I'm here. The movie is called The Last Thing He Wanted, and I'm here to tell you, don't waste your time. It was so confusingly dead and soulless and crappy that not only could I not follow it, but it just didn't make sense. I get it. Yes.
I've watched this movie. I know exactly
horrible,
how I feel.
Please agree
listen,
with
listen.
Me.
Listen, you see Ben Affleck, and then you see, okay, I know like he's probably taking any role he can because... he's just coming out of the sobriety situation.
Rehab. I thought about whatever the same he's got. Thing.
But he usually makes good choices.
Yeah, but he doesn't look puffy. So I was like, all right, maybe this was enforced on him. And maybe he was better.
Right.
And then you see Anne Hathaway, who's pretty bankable.
Yeah.
Right? She's pretty bankable.
Yeah, I mean, an Oscar winner.
And then you see the Rosie Perez in it, and then the context of the Ron Contra affairs, like Mike said. And then you're like, okay, at the very worst... this is a movie you have to think about. You have to really think. It's going to move at a little slow pace, but it's going to be intriguing because it's set in an atmosphere that I really didn't know much. I didn't learn a lot about the Iran-Contra affair until probably maybe 2 years ago.
And that's exactly what every studio executive that greenlit it said.
So Harry, let me just say this. They're so concerned with their snappy dialogue that they didn't want to tell the story. And explain who the f***ing characters were.
So who's the guy? Is it Steven Soderbergh that does? Who's the guy that writes? Who wrote The Social Network? Do we remember the name of the gentleman? He's famous.
Look
he's
it up, boys.
Famous.
It's look it up.
How about you look it up and I'll just flap my gums for 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. All right, so go ahead.
So I buy in and I get my effing sister-in-law and my brother and my wife to sit down for a Maui movie night. Weeks ago, when this thing drops.
We're back in Maui?
Because they have...
I didn't realize that.
Because when you have a baby, all you want to do is either go to bed or watch a movie before the day starts the next day. So I say to them, I'm like, trust me.
Aaron Sorkin.
Thank you, Aaron Sorkin.
Thank you.
Whoever wrote this film is a low-cut wannabe Aaron Sorkin. Because the dialogue was boring and confusing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right from the beginning.
So I'm was like, it the style of the like
talking about? I'm not. I have a college degree. What in the name of God is she talking about?
So the style of the script writing, I'm guessing based on your description, was rapid fire. Probably walking while they're talking, and lots of overlapping dialogue, which is great if it makes sense. But if it doesn't make sense,
Ben Affleck. I've liked a lot of Ben Affleck films. Like Anne Hathaway. I'm a huge fan of her. I loved her in The Devil Wears Prada. She's a magnificent actor. It's got Willem Dafoe. I am a massive fan of Willem Dafoe. I don't know within the first 15 minutes whether Willem Dafoe is somebody she used to bang or whether it's her father. It's all over the place.
Yeah, that's something they should clear that
up.
That's
what people think when they see you and Carla.
Stop it!
It's the same exact thing. F you. But anyway. So don't waste your time.
Thumbs up Oscar. Or thumbs down?
Oscar, we're going to get done with this broadcast.
Yes.
I would urge everybody at Podcast Village to, you know, make haste as soon as they can.
It's just us. Everyone's
get
gone.
Out of here. All right, everybody's gone.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to need content. We're going to need content.
Rob Spiewak, I agree.
We're going to need content.
Yeah, I agree.
Tomorrow on the show, please bring with me and Rob, try to skew it as general appeal. Think outside of the box.
All right.
For stuff we can view at home.
Because I love it.
You know
viewing
what?
Parties.
I love it.
I felt like I wasted. I gave it half. I probably watched half of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally left.
So you don't know how it ended?
I'm just thinking about what I'm going to tell Oscar later.
Speaking of content, I can't wait to hear what you say a little later within the show or after the show. I think it's time to open up the Yak Shack again.
You want to open up the Yak Shack?
Because everybody's now home. So do we
want to try the Yak Shack while we are working from home? Why don't we implement the Yak Shack after we make sure that everybody can do this show seamlessly?
But people can call regardless. We don't have to deal. They just call us, Mike. The system is in place.
But I think we also need.
So we play the Yak Shack and we take people's calls and play them
on
the show.
But remember, the Yak Shack excels when
I'm not going through them.
No,
you don't have to do anything, Mike.
The Yak Shack. I'm crazy enough watching CNN. I'm not going to go through those calls anymore. Rob,
Mike,
you can take care of it.
Remember, the Yak Shack excels when they're given direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so may I offer this?
Yes.
What are you doing to remain sane during your self-quarantine?
How about this? How is coronavirus affecting you?
Very good.
Do you know anybody that has it?
Yeah.
We have a lot of callers from Washington State. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear from them.
Yeah.
So the Yak Shack, do we have the phone number? What's the phone
number? We do have the phone number.
It's 877-920-MORE. That's 877-920-MORE.
That's 877-920-MORE. We are going to take the open up the Yak Shack again. We're going to do it this week. We'll do calls every single day if we can.
Sure.
And if you'd like to call us to vent, if you'd like to call us to tell your story, if this has hit home for you, we would love to hear from you. I think it's a brilliant idea, and it'll be a good way to get through these shows while we're dealing with this, to hear from our listeners. You know, I don't care if you want to be lighthearted, it's fine, but I'd really love to hear some real interesting tales of how you're dealing with it, but more importantly, how this coronavirus has affected you. What are they telling you?
Rob got the number.
It's 888-920-MORE.
Yes.
888-920-MORE.
I think Rob was confused with the 877 Cars for Kids with a K.
Yeah, you graduated Magna, right? From VCU.
I guess VCU doesn't count.
All right. 888-920-MORE. 888-920-MORE.
I'd like you to focus on the amount of digits I got exactly right.
All right, there you go. Let's take a break. We'll come back with news you may not need right here.
As a matter of fact, I got 8 out of 10. That's Magna. 80% is very strong.
How many fruitcakes are you going to send new ones to us? How many do you have available to really
I'm gonna
send
you, Mike. 888-920-MORE fruitcakes. Now, how many would you like?
Two, because I'll eat another one, too.
Better send three. I want your marriage
I want it
to
right
last.
Now. I want it right now. Yeah. I do.
I can't wait to go to the post office and touch things. Look for it.
No, don't. Don't worry about it. Now you made me guilty.
Mike,
we'll be right back.
They're safe, and I'll send three. Okay.
Thank you. Bye. No King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
Dogs hate me. Let's talk about sex, baby.
I hate faucets.
Everyone should get a trophy. Except Kenan Thompson.
I was born in an anthill. I don't like stale tennis balls. Pauly Shore still makes me laugh.
Who wants to see my bruise? When I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show. Your passport to the assport. Whoa. Funny, right? Buy it at michaelmaryshow.com.
Thank you, Larry. How is he born in an anthill?
You know what? You can look at them and get a lot of answers.
Yes.
How much money are you paying in interest on your credit cards every month? Too much? Then why not consolidate your credit cards into just one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money? It's easy with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Rates are as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. That might be going down. Might want to reach out.
Oh, yeah.
Find out what's happening there. So much lower than the 20% APR. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Check out this actual testimonial. I heard about LightStream via a podcast. I was able to look in on the website and get clear information. The application process was quick and easy. Just for our listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LightStream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. Chapter 10. Penny, if I stand up for it, can you hear that? Wait, hold. Did you hear that? Is that loud enough?
Yeah.
Is that loud enough?
Yeah. Booming.
You sure?
Booming.
All right. Really? All right, I couldn't hear it.
News!
Woo!
Right. Boo! Talks, yo! Last week, the coronavirus annihilated every sport. Even the ones that didn't actually initially cancel and postpone, ended up caving over the weekend. There is one sport left standing. Would you like to know what it is?
Yeah.
I know.
What? Okay, go ahead, guess.
UFC.
Wrong.
Oh, no!
Dog sledding.
Oh, no.
Woof!
For decades. For decades, the Iditarod has been called the last great race on Earth. And for now, it sure seems to be the last great sport on Earth. This year's course for the Iditarod dog sled race is 975 miles long. It had already begun last Sunday, and many racers reached the halfway point last Thursday. It is still mushing on through Alaska despite the pandemic. There have been some changes, though. Race officials postponed the Meet the Mushers event.
Oh, I got to get
for this coming Saturday.
Was it canceled or postponed?
It was canceled, postponed.
Okay.
Postponed!
As well as the awards banquet was set for Sunday. They're also urging fans not to show up at the finish line. They've also rerouted the course a bit, moving checkpoints outside communities, and they put up barricades to keep the public away. The mushers will still get the usual food drop, bags, straw for bedding, and other supplies.
So, no, the hardest part about it is that there's no way to have the masks stay on the dogs because their ears, they don't hold them back.
And they shake.
They shake them off. Yeah. Snooty, snoot, snoot.
More people than ever are going to be working from home right now. We're going to be doing that with our crew, some of us. But not everyone can. There are a lot of people out there who will be on the front lines of dealing with this national and global crisis. The New York Times put together a study where they calculated every job's risk of coronavirus exposure based on two factors, exposure to diseases and physical closeness to others. And the riskiest job is...
Yes?
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dental hygienist.
Aha!
They
That'll
scored
show
a 100
her for all those shocking things.
They scored a 100 out of 100 on both exposure and closeness. Most of the other highest risk jobs are also in the medical fields, from doctors to nurses to paramedics. The highest risk non-medical job, flight attendants.
How about a hooker?
The lowest risk jobs are loggers, artists, and writers. And
loggers.
This, by the way, loggers, lowest risk. They're out in the middle of nowhere.
That's right.
Hey, by the way, I don't buy it when the airlines talk about their state-of-the-art air filtration systems. I don't buy that. I think their air filtration systems look like a house that's probably not had the filter changed in a while.
Yeah,
you know, it's just my opinion.
Mike, on my way up here, it's shocking to me that, you know, again, the people are actually working from home, but those are like a lot of white collar jobs.
Yeah,
that I saw a crew of just like, you know, my people, mi gente, working on just an upgrade to a house, like demolition, like eight of them rolling into a house. I'm like, and I know people have to make a living. Those That's people true. Probably have a cash economy within the world. Like, they got to work in order to survive.
Yeah.
It's roofers, absolutely terrifying.
Roofs are being put on down here.
Yeah.
The roofers are out there in force. I got mine scheduled too. I mean, it's interesting.
You know, really loggers is. Also, though, are notorious hand washers.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that. Here are a few less serious stories we saw about the outbreak over the weekend. Number one, now that things have started to calm down in China, divorce rates are spiking.
Hey! Mm.
Apparently, more than a few couples spent way too much time together quarantined. Number two, because of the toilet paper shortage, sales of bidets are through the roof.
Is that the Charmin brand, I guess?
No. A bidet is an appliance,
like a bidet?
Oscar. Yeah.
A bidet.
Yeah, a bidet is a stream of water that goes up into your douche.
I tried that once. It's too invasive.
I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't mind having one. I'd like it.
Really?
Yes, yeah, but the water would have to be ice cold.
Oh, boy. Jump boy, boy. Number three, the online porn industry has seen a surge in traffic because everyone's staying home. So cam girls are making a ton of money because of the outbreak. So there's that.
That's a new economy.
Number four, a police department in Ohio posted a jokey message on Facebook last week asking that all criminal activities stop until further notice. That's funny. They added that they'll let criminals know when it's okay to start committing crimes again. Funny.
I like
funny,
that.
Funny. Police in Oregon had to ask people to stop calling 911 when they run out of toilet paper. What is it? Is everybody just pooping too much? Is what's going on with that?
Mike, America is fascinated by the ass.
By the way, Saturday morning, rolled into my supermarket. Was there a variety of brand? No.
No.
But I got my Scott's roll of toilet paper. Oh. That's all they had. And I picked up a 4-pack. Good. Thank you, hoarders. And by the way, based on my habits, my 4-pack already gone.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm almost out of printer paper.
Police in Oregon had to ask people to stop calling 911. I mentioned that before. Toilet paper doesn't count as a real emergency. Guys who scheduled their vasectomies around March Madness this year are complaining because there's nothing to watch.
That's a very typical thing. They want to do the recovery during the tournament. Yeah.
Even the terrorist group ISIS is telling its fighters to avoid Europe right now so they don't get sick. Someone came up with an immune-boosting cocktail called the Quarantini. It's made with powdered vitamin C drink mix. The brand Emergency responded and said they don't recommend mixing their product with alcohol. Oh, okay. Mm. Okay, Emergency.
And did they follow
it? What are you going to get credit for that? Come on. Have a sense of humor, you dicks.
Did they follow that up with a winking emoji?
Yeah, put all the
Everything is okay with vodka. Come on.
Bingo.
Right?
Yeah. Put it in there. A pizza place in Oshkosh, Wisconsin added rolls of toilet paper to its menu so customers can add it on whenever they order food. This is good to know. If you've thought about getting in on the keto craze, which I've been talking about an awful lot,
yeah.
A new study found it can cause mild flu-like symptoms similar to COVID-19, things like headaches, fatigue, and nausea.
No fever, though, right?
Yeah, it's it's fun, isn't it? So yeah. Those are the little.
Did you
fun
feel
facts.
Any of that when you went in?
Yeah, I got a little keto? Like when I did my real keto, which was maybe about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I felt a little bit like in the middle of it, I kind of felt lethargic. That was it.
Is the
now,
toilet
plenty of
paper
energy though, with fruitcake surging by my butt, and I pooped 6 times between yesterday and today.
It's a lot of
Thank
nuts.
You, Rob's fruitcake.
That toilet paper at the pizza place, is it served as a topping or does it come as a roll?
You know, I'm not sure how they deliver it, but I'd buy pizza from a place that had toilet paper. That's fantastic.
I love it. Yeah.
It's 2020, so it only makes sense that the biggest fashion icons would be the Golden Girls. Apparently, the latest fashion trend for millennials is dressing like old people. It's being called granny chic.
Ooh.
That means floral print dresses, knitted scarves, crocheted sweaters, glasses with neck chains, and brooches. So once you're actually allowed to go within 200 yards of your grandma again, use the opportunity to raid her closet. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. And now a little something something. This would be a stupid and dangerous thing anytime, but it's especially bad when anxious people are making emergency grocery runs to prepare for a nationwide lockdown. On Saturday night, a man in a hazmat suit ran into a Walmart in Las Vegas and started spraying stuff with an unknown liquid. When he left, someone followed him and got his license plate number, and the cops quickly tracked him down and arrested him. The Walmart was evacuated, but a total of 13 people still came in contact with the substance he sprayed. Fortunately, no one showed any symptoms. Symptoms of what? Well, after being, exposed to it. The police say they're working on figuring out what the substance was and why the guy was spraying it. Okay, truth? You want the real truth?
Please.
Pony loves pranks. Pony flew to Las Vegas this weekend, and the substance he sprayed was gin.
Yes!
Thank Pony. You. Sprayed gin at the Walmart in Las Vegas. Pony.
I bet the hazmat suit was really loose on him.
Yes, it was. Thank you. We'll take a break and come back with the audio of Alton Robbins Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show from my new studio.
Hey, look at you!
Yay!
Italy is shut down. China has its citizens on lockdown. The NBA has suspended the rest of the season, and St. Patty's Day Parade in New York City is canceled for the first time in 258 years. So in this time of self-quarantine, what's there to do? Why? Shopping, of course. Head over to themichaelmerrishow.com, click on the shopping center banner to get all your essential supplies at Target.com. Walmart.com and Macy's.com. Now let's return to the cure for all our problems, Mike. Achoo! Uh-oh. O'Mara.
Thank you, Paul.
Fun, right?
Paulie. All right, here we go. Rob wrote this.
Yes. Yep.
Why no news? Why no news? Why no news? From around the world and across the nation and up your street, here it is. Why no news? And I'm Why No Newsman, Bill Beeper. Saigon. Phnom Penh. Bangkok. That's it for Wino News. Details on the half hour. Even if you live in these exotic locales, you can still access Zappos. And if you're in the USA, even better. Right, Oscar?
Right.
How about you, Rob?
Oh, God, I love it.
If you want to wear it.
What? I'm pen.
If you want to wear it, Zappos has it. And you don't need to leave. And you don't need to leave the relative safety of your home to buy it.
Buy it.
Wash your hands and click the thing. This is the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer 1,000 brand names to help millions of customers create the long-lasting wardrobe they love. Support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You are our favorite. Stay tuned for Blino News on the hour and half hour. Now back to Scott Lame. Scott Lame here, the boss jock with the boss that my boss told me to play. I got Mike. One last pimple from Gwen Steady with you. God bless you and God rest your soul. George Carlin, one of the funniest comedians in the history of comedy.
Let's go back to what we said earlier. Happy Corona. Because you know what? Let's focus on the positive.
What's the positive?
Well, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are down with the virus, but
all right,
keep
it fun. I'm officially over them.
Oh. To keep it fun, Rita Wilson, who I don't know has a movie coming out, but she probably does, has posted on Twitter her quarantine playlist.
Okay.
Songs that make the quarantine more fun.
You can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
You can't touch this.
LOMC.
You can't believe, you know, you who rail against this. And I saw the same story, and here you are lazily feeding into it by immediately going
to the first thing they spooned out to you.
I have to point out the fact that this is what they're doing. Because, all right, oh, too much time on my hands. Because, Mike, I didn't want to lead with the big musical news.
What's that?
All right.
Someone has a new single dropping April 24th, but he's previewing it, and I think he's doing it because he thinks America needs a reason to smile.
Are his initials LB?
Wait till you hear the lyrics of this one. It is Luke Bryan's new song, One Margarita. This will make you smile. One margarita, two margarita. Oh, by the way, see if you can notice any sort of electronic variance on his voice. It is so programmed at this point, he might as well be a Disney figure. One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock. I'm with you. I'm with you 1,000%. I am so with you. I am so with you, Rob.
Why does he even bother to cross the street?
Mike. And I love margaritas. I would love to love this song. No.
Pre-programmed garbage. Why don't you have a margarita out on the floating dock? That'd be fun.
By yourself.
Yeah, by yourself. Self-quarantine.
Does he write them or does he have a writer that writes them? Find out if he
bet,
pens
you
these.
You know what? Lyrics like that, I bet he writes because it sounds like his
I bet
lyrics.
He writes it too. Yeah. Yeah.
One margarita, two margarita.
All right. This is actually sweet. And I saw a lot of instances of this over the weekend. Italy, as you know, is shut down. Everyone is quarantined. What has happened in some of the older villages that have the streets that are lined
with
terraces?
Oh, you had the anthem, the Italian national anthem?
I don't know if this is the national anthem. This is just an example of the singing that I heard because they were doing lots of songs. They were
I think they're singing the national anthem.
Oh, wow.
They were coming out on their terraces, and the whole streets are just singing together. Man. And I think it shows, you know, this is hope. This is the Siena neighborhood, Siena, I guess it is, in Tuscany, in Italy. Viva!
The Italian national anthem.
I didn't realize it was the anthem.
Beautiful.
And it's great with
made
the
me
echo.
Cry.
Yeah,
made
it's
me
very
cry.
Sweet.
I feel for the. If you think we're having problems over here, Italy is having a terrible. And shut that goddamn dog up.
Exactly.
Jesus, I hate dogs. Little yappy dogs. Like Frankie. Come here. Hey, sit, Frank. Come here, Frank. Frankie,
stay. Well, he's not going to get
wide
within
open
6 feet.
Here now. Come here, Frankie. Frankie, come. No, he just heard me yell. So.
Yeah, he Frankie. Knows. He knows. He remembers the days of terror.
And equally
Shut
sweet.
Shut up, Frankie. Like I was saying.
Equally
days
sweet.
Days of terror.
Days of terror.
Days of terror.
Oh, God. Well, he came back from deprogramming.
Yeah, he did.
It was fine. Equally sweet, balconies lining streets of Spain. They just got a viral movement together and applauded the healthcare
workers.
Probably
not the right word to use.
Well, it's appropriate. It's sadly appropriate. They applauded the healthcare workers and the first responders. They just all went out in the streets and in their balconies and clapped.
Where were the healthcare workers? What, are they having a parade?
No, it was a virtual.
Can you give me a little more detail on the most superficial audio vault you've ever had? I'm just curious about
He's
that.
He's saying you punted today.
It was a virtual presentation of them, you know, just saying we're going to go out and show our appreciation. I think that's a nice.
Well, who
nice,
are they applauding for, though?
They are showing it for the healthcare workers and the responders that are helping keep Spain in
check.
Well,
was it like network? Did the TV say, I want you to get out on your back? And they say, I'm tired and I'm not going to take it anymore.
It was a movement that went online, I guess.
It was a viral online movement that they're going to go out and they're going to cheer. And
so they said
nice.
It at an was it at an appointed time?
Yes, of course.
Okay, yeah, all right.
3 o'clock.
No. I'm just asking.
Two central, and also
they went out and sang a song.
They did not sing a song. They applauded.
Isn't singing a song so much nicer? It's
well,
beautiful.
I think Italians are probably a little more thoughtful than Spaniards.
That's right.
If I could paint
West.
With Spaniard. A broad brush, Mike. Do you remember Pizza Rat?
Yeah,
the rat that carried the pizza. Pizza.
You mean Chuck E. Cheese?
No, that's no. That's.
That would be Pizza Rat.
I mean,
if you
asked
me,
technically,
if we're doing a word association and you told me who's Pizza Rat, I'd say Chuck E. Cheese.
We're the first. I think we're some of the first people in America that called Chucky that rat.
I have used the phrase pizza rat before, and Chucky the rat, I've used it before. As a matter of
the
fact,
rat.
When Robert was young enough that he didn't know it was a problem, he would call him Chucky the rat when we'd make an occasional stop. But
right.
Pizza rat was a internet sensation when they spotted a rat on a, I believe it was a subway platform.
Pizza rat, the big, huge pizza slice of pie, and the rat dragging it away.
Jumbo
amazing
slice.
Video.
Well, here's a new one that I think you're going to like. This is a New York City rat carrying an entire Egg McMuffin.
Oh, I got it. Is this a video?
It's a video, but I like the reaction of the women that say, "What has he got?" And you realize as you're watching it, he's carrying an entire Egg McMuffin.
He deserves it. What is he carrying? It's McDonald's. It's Egg McMuffin. An Egg McMuffin.
And I love the fact that the
can you imagine? Serious. Put yourself in the brain of a rat.
Yeah.
And you say you've got a rat family, right?
Yes.
You're coming home like Ratatouille.
Yeah.
Say Patton Oswalt goes down into the sewer and he goes into his little nest area and he's got like six or seven other rats and he comes in with a full size Egg McMuffin. Can you imagine the thrill of
that?
He
won the Powerball.
Yeah, that's that is a Powerball. That is rat Powerball right there. And it really speaks highly of the.
We won! Look at this!
Look who we won!
Look at this!
It speaks well of
the back's killing me, but look at this.
The cohesiveness of American cheese. This thing holds together as he's dragging it through the subway.
Oh, I'm going to see that video 5 seconds after I get out of here.
So that is Rat Powerball. That is your magic audio ball. Everybody, Rat wash your hands. Ball. Have a
that
great
Monday.
That might
be the name of the show, Rat Powerball.
It's replacing Happy Corona.
Right at the end of the show, we got the title for the show. All right, stay safe, everybody.
Please.
Do what they tell you to do. Social distance. Don't blow this off. Yeah, 80% of people might not be affected. I've heard that, too.
Don't panic.
But nobody knows. Nobody knows for sure. But be as careful as you can.
Yeah.
And try to avoid those situations where, you know, you might get spooged on by somebody. You get it? We'll have more tomorrow.
Oh, dear.
Listen, I normally don't do this on the show, but if you see my polls, give me a call. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, very much on my mind today. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, you bunch of mooks.
Polls.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint. I'm going to blow you to